Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Today we have a man that you will remember from last season of Bachelor in Paradise on the show. His name is John Henry. John Henry, I have a question for you. Is Henry your last name or is it like a combined first name?
It's actually my middle name.
Okay.
So my family, they're kind of old school. Growing up, John Henry is like what everybody called me and my family. A lot of my, like my hometown friends growing up, you know, it was always John Henry. And then like my sister, she's Kate Marie. My other sister's Lauren Ann. So, I've kind of gone by John Henry pretty much like my whole life. But then, I mean, I go by John too. Like I don't introduce myself as John Henry. I'll just say John. But then once they get to know me, it's John Henry.
And, this is one of the worst phenomenons in the United States, and I'll tell you why. I married a girl from the South and all of her friends have two first names. And so when I first met her, it was hard enough to know the one name. Then I have to know the two names and all of them are like Anna Lee, Anna yeah. Kate, Anna Meredith. Like they all have two names. It's hard.
Yeah, but with a name like John, everybody's John. So it makes it easy. You know, if someone just yells John, everybody looks. But then, you know, if they say John Henry, it's like, okay, that's me. So it just makes it easier.
So what's your last name?
Spurlock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, John Henry Spurlock. Well, we wanted to have you here today, of course, to talk about your experience in Bachelor in Paradise. You were one of the engaged couples this season, season 9. And how do you feel about the reputation that like season 9 ruined the whole thing because failed relationships that came from it? And that's why we're not getting another Paradise.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I did it. I had fun. Found somebody, you know, gave it a shot. And I'm happy about like my experience. You know, I wouldn't change it for anything. But as far as the rest of the season goes and how people view it, I mean, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me.
The interesting thing, I think, from your perspective would be why did so many relationships look like they could work coming off the show and ended up not working, you know, in a very short time from the show? Mm.
I don't really know. It's kind of hard for me to talk about that because I'm not really too focused on the other relationships. You know, obviously me and Kat, we ended up getting engaged and I know our story and I don't really want to talk about the other couple's stories because, you know, I feel like that's kind of for them to touch on. But, you know, as far as me and Kat goes, like, you know, I gave it my all and we tried it and it didn't work out, but that's okay. And I mean, yeah.
You and Kat seems like an odd couple right off the bat. You seem like a very salt of the earth, grounded type of guy, sweet, Southern. And I think Kat is hilarious. And I like loved her personality for TV. And I think she has a good heart. She's stunning. But like, yeah, you guys are definitely an odd couple. And how did that work out in your favor? And how did it ultimately not?
I mean, yeah, like we couldn't be any more different. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew that. She knew that. Everybody else at the beach, you know, everybody said like we were probably like the last couple they ever would have imagined getting together.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, I don't know. It just worked. Like, cause she's, you know, she's really vocal. She's like loud and she's always all over the place. And then like I'm a little more grounded. So like, I don't know. It worked. Like we couldn't be any more different, but at the same time, it fit, you know?
So yeah, it's like one of those situations where it's opposites attract and that's a good thing for the short term, but for the long term, it often doesn't work out.
Yeah. You know, like, you know that meme, I don't know if it's like a meme, but like, it's like, if I order French fries at a restaurant and they give me tater tots, like you need to find a girl that's going to tell the server, like he didn't order, you know, tater tots. So it's like, I'm not going to complain, you know, I'll eat the tater tots. I don't care. But like, you know, Kat's the kind of girl, like she's going to speak up. She's going to be like, no, he didn't order that. He ordered French fries.
That's hilarious.
I need that.
Both
in my
Jared
life,
and
you know?
I are not going to complain about the tater tots, though. I know that. Yeah. We're just.
I mean, that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Oh,
I'll eat them.
These are great.
Yeah, I'll eat them. It's not the end of the world, but you know.
Stand up for your man, Ashley.
Wait, Ben, what you and Jess, who's going to tell the waiter that you guys didn't
Nobody.
Order tater tots?
Not a single soul. But it's an interesting concept, John Henry, because. You know, I'm from Indiana originally and from an incredible agriculture town. And we have some very like prominent, really successful farmers. And these mm-hmm. farmers are oftentimes from farming families, you know, third, fourth generation farmers. And their life is hard, right? Wake up at 5 a.m., you close the barn door at 8 p.m., but you're very wealthy. Typically, these farmers are very wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
And we had this thing in town. We called it farming princesses, where you'd have these farmers who are as simple can be. They could ask for nothing ever, and they're just good doing what they're doing. But they'd have their wives who would kind of push them and stretch them to experience the world in a different way, right? Maybe, hey, I want to go to a fancier dinner tonight. So can you throw on your nice jeans and your nice shirt and your boots and take me to a fancy dinner? Is that kind of what you're talking about, where it felt like Kat might just be that enough of a difference for you to push you into a realm that you would never go into on your own?
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the big things that really caught my attention from the beginning with her is like, you know, I want somebody different than me. I don't want someone exactly like me with the same hobbies. You know, I like having my hobbies and doing my own thing, and she has her hobbies and does her own thing. And I don't know, like that, that's always kind of what I liked. And like knowing Kat is totally different than me, like she can show me a lot. And then at the same time, you know, I can show her a lot. So I like change. I like doing different things. So like, yeah, I mean, that I really liked the idea of that with her. You know, that was one of the things that I first noticed and was like, okay, like, you know, it's kind of what I'm looking for.
I think my follow up to that would be, what are you looking? I mean, I don't want to skip too far ahead here, but what are you looking for now? Now that you've experienced a cat in your life and seeing kind of that difference, are you now, as you focus on what you're into now in the future, is it back to kind of comfort and somebody that will just like ride along with you and you guys can do what you do? Or is it still that kind of more cat style that will push you outside of it?
Both. I still like the idea of having, you know, somebody that's totally different than me, but it kind of made me realize too, it's like, down to the core, like you have to be similar. You have to, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to be similar on, but then like all the things that don't matter, like that's what I want to be different. But like when it comes to all the deep stuff, you know, that has to be on track.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. So when you proposed, it was kind of hilarious because you said, my head is telling me not to do this, but my heart is telling me to go for it. To your future self proposing one other day, do you want both your heart and your head to be at the same place?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but paradise is such a not like a normal way of getting engaged. Like, you know, it's such a short period of time, and going on the show, like I knew that. Like I knew it was going to be a lot different than like everyday dating. And like in everyday dating, you know, I think 2-3 years, then I'll be, you know, ready. But going to paradise, it's like, I know how it works. You know, I know the end goal. And like, in order to go on the show, I guess you have to be open to it. So I was, you know, in my head, like, we got along really well. And, you know, things couldn't have been any better at paradise. So, you know, it's getting down to the end and I have to make up a decision, and I was all in, but like, it was such a short period of time. So it's like, I was thinking back on like just normal everyday dating, like, yeah, it's absolutely insane to get engaged after just a couple weeks. But knowing that, you know, that's what I signed up for, I had to be open to it. And, you know, I was leaving the beach and I was thinking to myself, well, I mean, it couldn't go any better with Kat. So it was like, let's just do it. You know, let's give it a shot.
You just don't seem like the type of guy to me, out of anybody maybe I've ever seen from the show. Chris Soules would be a close second. But you don't seem like a guy that would ever have any interest in doing this thing.
I didn't. You're absolutely right.
So two questions here that you have to answer probably in one response.
Okay.
Would be, why did you do it? And then how did you get yourself, because you just said that you were going onto the beach with the right intention, like what everybody else there says they're doing. I believe that you went with the right intention, because I don't believe you to be a man trying to make up something that's not true. So why did you go? And then how in the world did you get your mind in the right place to even do it without wanting to do it at all?
So I guess I have to kind of go back to the Bachelorette, because that's where the whole decision came to do it all. And I didn't apply. You know, I was floating out on a barge out in the middle of the ocean, and I got a phone call. And, you know, it was one of the casting producers, and she basically told me, like, I got nominated online, and they were just, like, curious if I was, you know, still single and if I'd be interested. And at first, I told them no. I was like, absolutely not. Like, do you know
who nominated you?
I don't really know for sure. I think it was my buddy's ex-girlfriend at the time.
Wow.
So it was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago. And, like, I told him no. I was like, because I know, like, about the show. I know you got doctors and lawyers and personal trainers. And then I work construction. So, like, I have no business being on that show. So at first, when she first started talking to me, I told him no. I was like, I'm not going to do this. But she was like, you know, this isn't a guarantee that you're going to be on. She was like, just think about it. She was like, go through the process. And, you know, if they end up picking you, then you can make up your mind. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I'll go through it and see what happens. And then I made it to the end. You know, they told me that they wanted me to be on it. And I was like, well, I was like, now I got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I decided to do it. And then I knew about how it works and everything. So then I had to change my mindset to be like, okay, so like, this isn't like typical dating. I have to be open to how this is all going to work and, you know, the situation. And so I just decided to do it. But, you know, I'm the kind of guy, like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to give it my all. I'm not just going to half-ass it. I'm just, you know, I'm going to give it everything I got and see what happens.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so I want to go to the moment where you and Kat, the cameras stop rolling. You're at the hotel in Mexico. You probably get a few days just to relax, the two of you. What was your vibe? Because it just like everything can change in those days. You like really know, you're like, oh, is this going to last or not? I think in those days.
I don't think it was anything like too crazy because like me and Kat, we did have a lot of conversations like without cameras. And, you know, I think you get a really good idea on what someone's all about when the cameras are not around. So I've already had, you know, several moments with Kat where I got to see, you know, who she really is, like without all the cameras. So when we were in Mexico in the hotel afterwards, you know, I already knew. And I was just excited. I was so excited that the whole thing was over. And like, I was just looking forward, like, you know, we're super excited about the relationship. We were still 100% in. And, you know, we started making plans on when we're going to start seeing each other. So I was really excited. Like it didn't really catch me by like surprise. I didn't like see a side of Kat then that, you know, I didn't see before. So I was just very comfortable and I was ready to, you know, see where things were going to go.
And then things went sideways, right?
They went a little sideways, but nothing too drastic. Like we didn't have a crazy, breakup story. Like, you know, we had a very healthy relationship for months after filming. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, things didn't go sideways. It's just I started to see our differences and, you know, we decided to end up, you know, ultimately just going our different ways. But looking back on the relationship, like we had a beautiful relationship for months. We did a lot of cool things together and like I have a lot of good memories that I'm truly thankful for. So like me and Kat, we're still cool. We can still talk and, you know, there's no hard feelings. So I don't look at it as like a fail because I had some great times with her.
So you'd say it was mutual?
It's mutual. It's mutual now, I'd say.
Ooh, it's mutual now. elaborate, please.
All right. okay. So if you guys want me to go into detail, I guess I can go into detail.
Of course we do.
This is a long story. You guys got time?
Yes.
I have nothing else going on.
All right. Where do I start? I guess I have to start this story 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I got into commercial diving about 8 years ago now. And I knew what I was signing up for. I knew it was going to be a lot of traveling. It was going to be a lot of long days, long nights, every day, 7 days a week. And I knew it wasn't going to be a very relationship-friendly career. So when I first got into it, I told myself I'll do it for 10 years. And then after 10 years, I'm going to get out and I'll find, a little more stable career where I can stay local and actually like start a relationship. So anyways, I've been doing my thing and then I get the call for the show and I was like 8 years in and I knew I only had a couple more years and then I was going to fully get out of diving and, try to start a relationship and everything. But the show I didn't plan on the show. It just kind of fell in my lap. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, if I end up meeting somebody, I did 8 years, I didn't do the full 10, like I said, I was going to do, which, I'm good with that. So me and Kat, we meet at Paradise and we talked about it. And like, I told her, as of right now, my career is not relationship friendly. She knew that, but I was like, my plan is to get out of it anyways and, do something where it's easier, for that.
Can I stop you right there? Can you tell us about your day to day? Like, I know, so you're a commercial diving welder. So basically you're like down there making bridges and stuff, welding underwater, which is like the most mind boggling thing. I bridge creation and all that is like, it was so cool. And I don't know how you guys do it, but is that what you do?
Yeah. I mean, my job title technically is just a commercial diver. So like underwater welding, that's just part of the job. I'm not specifically just like welding underwater all day, every day. So it just depends on the job. I could be on a bunch of different things. It could be a ship that sank that we're bringing back up, or like you said, building bridges, or I don't know. We've done all kinds of crazy things, but that's what I love about it.
Are you like living on boats and in hotels and stuff, wherever the job, like wherever they need you?
Pretty much. I haven't bounced around a ton, but I've worked in Virginia Beach and then I went and, I was in Charleston. I've done some stuff up in New York and then I went and worked in Germany for a year. And then I worked in Austria for a little bit. And then now I'm back in Virginia Beach, but this is coming to an end. I have, something lined up, but I mean, I've kind of bounced around whatever jobs, if they have something really cool going on and I don't know, let's say Sweden, I'll up and go to Sweden for a while and do that job and then go to the next one. So it's kind of all over the place, but like I knew that's what I signed up for when I got into this career.
Okay.
So anyways, like with Kat, we start to have a relationship and she knows my schedule. She knows what I was doing, what she kind of got involved with. And then it's hard for me to take time off. It really is hard for me to take time off. And we started making all these plans. Like she first came up to Virginia and we had a nice little weekend here. And then I went to Tampa and seen her. And then she ended up moving to Asheville, North Carolina.
Why?
She took a travel nurse gig. So her plans were to go to San Diego, but she wasn't able to go as soon as she was hoping to. So she had several weeks, like kind of just to wait around to figure out what's going on with San Diego. So she decided to take a travel nurse gig in Asheville, which was closer to me so that we could, be closer to each other. And so she moved to Asheville and then I went to Asheville a couple times and seen her. And then, things were going really well, but then, I have this job and then I get in this relationship. And then now it's like, okay, well now I have to start figuring out what I'm going to do, how I'm going to make this transition to a career that is going to be a lot easier for me to, like, and her to work with. And it kind of caught me by surprise because, like I said, I originally, you know, I had 2 more years and then I was going to make that happen. But now, you know, started this with her and got engaged. It was like, okay, so now I need to start doing this now. And it just caught me by surprise. So now I'm starting to stress out about how I'm going to make this move. I know she wants to go to San Diego. So now I'm kind of looking at jobs out in San Diego. Like, do I want to keep diving just because it's what I do and I could move there and dive for a little bit, at least get me over there. And then once I'm there, I can figure something out. And so I don't know. I really started to get stressed out on how I'm going to make this work on my end. And I think once I really started to get stressed out, I don't know. How do I say this? So I started to have my doubts, right? And I started to think about, like, am I fully ready to drop diving?
Yeah.
And it started to worry me because, you know, my end goal was to fall in love, find a wife. And I thought this whole process would be a lot easier, but it wasn't. And it was really stressful. And then it just started to make me think, like, why am I so stressed? Why is this move and transition so hard for me? Like, this should be easy, you know? Like,
you move all the time.
I'm in love. I'm with someone that I really like. This should be no problem for me to switch careers and find something else. But that wasn't the case. So then I started thinking to myself, like, is this really it? Like, is this really what I want? And I guess once I started kind of thinking that, it just kind of started spiraling for me. And everything else, everything just started to get more stressful. And then I started to see our differences a lot more. So things just really got hard for me. And then at the same time, like, you know, at this point, the show's airing and, you know, Kat is just getting so much hate. And it was really hard for her too. Just dealing with that. So now you have this, like, she's really stressed out and she's just, everyone's coming at her on a day-to-day basis. And then I'm stressed out trying to make my move, you know, trying to make this work, figuring out careers. And then now I'm getting stressed and now I'm having doubts. So I'm trying to, it got to a point where it was just extremely hard for the both of us. And then basically I called it quits. I said, this doesn't feel right. I think this should be a lot easier than what it is. And it wasn't the case. So then I was like, well, why isn't it the case? Like, what's wrong? And then I just started thinking to myself, like, maybe this just isn't for me. And then once I got that in my head, you know, it just kind of spiraled from there.
Was she shocked?
She was shocked. I think that, you know, it wasn't really fair to her. Because at the time, you know, I was her, you know, I was her fiance, you know, I'm supposed to be her rock. I'm supposed to be there for her. And I think the hardest thing for her was, like, you know, so I don't know, but, like, I had a, you know, a thing about, like, depression. I made a post about it and I had a walk for depression. And, you know, this is kind of new to me. Well, it first started, you know, I started dealing with it like 7-8 years ago, but this was my first relationship that I was in where I dealt with depression. So I'm getting stressed out about everything. And then, you know, I definitely got in, like, a low from it. And then now Kat, you know, she's just, she really needed that support from me. But now I got all this anxiety and I'm dealing with depression and then I shut down. So I definitely wasn't there for her like I should have been. So I think that was the hardest thing for her, was, like, you know, the fact that, like, I'm supposed to be her guy, I'm supposed to be there for her. And I was struggling with that because of all the issues that I was dealing with myself. Mm-hmm. So that was the hardest thing for her, I think, for sure.
And it was all happening while the show was airing. And then you guys basically broke up, like, the last week that it was airing.
Yeah, we actually really broke up right before the finale, actually. Yeah.
I'm curious, though, would you say, I mean, you were engaged from the show. Is Kat to date the greatest love that you've had?
Kat is amazing. You know, she really is something special. Like, she's not my longest relationship, but Kat's a catch. Like, I'll tell you, like, she definitely did her part. You know, because, like, distance is hard. Distance is hard for everybody. But she did, you know, when she loves, you know, she gives it her all. And she did everything that she needed to do and then some in order to try to make our relationship work. And, you know, even after we ended up breaking up, you know, it was hard at first for sure, but we definitely kept in touch. And, like, you know, dealing with all my depression stuff, like, she's reached out several times. Like, she's always checking in. She sent me a lot of podcasts and stuff to listen to and, like, some books and stuff to read just to help. And, like, she's been nothing but supportive, you know, after the breakup. And so, like, Kat's a good one. You know, it didn't work out with us, but someone's definitely going to be very lucky to have her.
Would you say that you were in love with her, or maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I would.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Thanks for sharing all that. I mean, it makes things make more sense too. And you are taking a lot of the ownership in this relationship and why it ended the way it did. And it all makes sense. Like none of this is, nobody's hearing any of this and be like, what are you talking about? Long distance relationships are easy. And, you know, mental health struggles. Yeah, you just move on. No, those are real things that were going on. And the hope here is that, you know, your future is bright and we know cats will be bright and that things, you know, new loves will come into your life. But today, your relationship, it's funny. One of the only markers we have of people are still getting along is social media. And you still follow Kat on social media, but we notice that Kat doesn't follow you any longer, which made us think that there was, you know, a more of a divide here than what we understood it to be. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. So like I said, we kept in touch for a while, even after the breakup, and she moved to San Diego because that was her dream. That's what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So she made that happen. And, you know, she would always call me and show me all the sunsets and stuff. And she was talking about her new place and how excited she was and how much she was loving it. And then, you know, at the end of the day, I'm the one who cut it off with her. And we stayed civil. We stayed friends. And I think it was hard for her. Mm-hmm. Because it's not what she wanted. She was still fully invested. She wanted to make it last and do everything that she could and try to make it work. But, you know, I just started to see our differences and I was just really struggling with, you know, making it work on my end. So when I cut it off, I mean, she's doing great. She's living her life in San Diego. She's a nurse practitioner now. She's got a really good job. She's doing her own thing, having a blast. And like, I'm still working on my stuff here. I got a lot to figure out on my end, but it's just, it became clear to me that I think this was the right decision. But when it comes to, you know, us talking, we don't really talk much anymore. Now we're civil. If she called me, I'd be there in a heartbeat. If she, you know, if I needed her, I know she'd answer the phone and she'd do anything she could to help. But from like a relationship standpoint, I think, you know, after a little while, she told me, she was like, I don't think we should talk anymore because it's difficult. And I think she did it just to kind of focus on herself and try to move on. She said just keeping in touch and always talking all the time, it just wasn't helping her. So she made a decision. We just weren't going to, you know, really talk and keep in touch. Like, we're civil, we're friends, but also it was time for us just to totally separate. So I knew she unfollowed me, but, you know, it doesn't bother me. But I mean, I still follow her because I still like, you know, seeing what she's doing and everything that, you know, all her goals that she always talked about. It's nice. It's nice for me to see, you know, her getting everything done that she wanted to get done. So that's why I still follow her, just because I'm proud of her.
Oh, that's sweet. How's your mental health now?
Doing good. I'm definitely getting a lot better, but you know, just like I said, being in a relationship while dealing with it, this was my first time. So it definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't really know before, but it took me getting in a relationship to realize, like, I got some things that I got to get figured out. Okay. But after getting rid of, you know, getting out of that relationship and like, I'm done trying to figure out, you know, trying to make everything happen and move in such a short period of time. You know, I'm just back on a normal, I'm going to make it happen when it's meant to, you know, meant to be. And it's just way less weight off my shoulders. I just, you know, I can just make this transition like I originally thought, you know, without it being so stressful.
Are you going to continue to dive then?
I mean, for now, because, yeah, now I'm back to being single and, you know, I don't see myself getting into another relationship for a little while. Like I said, I got some things that you got to get figured out, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm definitely getting better. But, you know, I'm just going to get myself right because I know I hurt Kat and, you know, that's the last thing I want to do is hurt somebody else. So before I get into another relationship, I have to make sure that, you know, I'm mentally ready for it.
Yeah, well, so, makes sense. So you haven't been out there dating. You're kind of focused on yourself.
Not really, no. I took a new job. I can't really speak on it right now. But I am making a move. I'm really excited. It's going to be super good for me. It's going to be a super fun job that I'm going to. And yeah, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to enjoy this for my last couple of years. And then, you know, I'll be ready to figure out my next move after that. But for now, this was something that I couldn't pass up and I'm super excited about it.
Will you do us a favor and at least share on social media what this new job is in a week then when you can't talk about it? So everybody can. Yeah,
I will. It's still diving.
Okay.
I'm just building something really cool in a really cool location.
Oh, super fun. Good for you, man. That's awesome. Now, speaking of diving, total change of subject. This week on national news, the largest tagged great white was found on the shelf of Jupiter, Florida. There was a free diver and people were down there filming the free diver. And out from the depths of the ocean came the biggest great white I've ever seen in my life. Did you see this picture yet?
No, I actually have not.
Okay, you got to look at it. And then the second question is, have you had anything similar happen to you? Have you had any massive sharks come up while you've been diving?
I was actually cutting a big steel pipe underwater. And it's a pretty wild concept of how we cut steel underwater. Because we actually cut it with like electricity and fire. But underwater.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a pretty wild, you know, you say like cutting stuff with fire underwater, like people think like, how does that even work? But it's like, it does because of electricity. But so anyways, I'm down there and it's pitch black. It's muddy. I can't see anything. And I'm just cutting this pipe. And then all of a sudden something just smokes me from my back and it just throws me like 8 feet. And, it was in an area where there's, you know, there's a lot of shark all the time. And, you know, just with how it hit me, how hard it hit me. And like, I could tell like this thing's huge, whatever it is way bigger than me, but I, you know, I'm cutting with fire. So like this thing hits me and I just turn around, I get up and I can't see anything, but I point this thing at him and I just start shooting fireworks at him and he didn't come back, but you know, it was there, but, And after a little while, it didn't come back. So I just had to go back to work.
How many feet deep do you go furthest?
The deepest I've been is 175 feet.
Goodness Holy gracious. Crap.
Which actually, you know, in the diving world, it's actually not even that bad at all.
Still. In the recreational scuba diving world, that's a lot.
I can only imagine the pressure on your body. Holy moly.
But it's fun. I mean, I love it. It's every day's a thrill. Every day's something new. Things happen all the time that like just it keeps things interesting. And it's one of those jobs, like at the end of the day, like, you know, I come home and I kick my boots off and I just think to myself, like, whew, like what a day that was. And then go in tomorrow and it's something different. Something else happens. You know, it's not always good things, but you know, it keeps my adrenaline up. So I love it for now.
Have you seen the Instagram trend or the TikTok trend right now where boyfriends are telling their girlfriends that they're getting into underwater diving as a career now?
Yeah, I did see that.
What do you think of it?
It's pretty funny. I actually wanted to do one. I wanted to, like, are you talking about the one like where you got the job in ExxonMobil down in the Gulf and like all their reactions are like, no, like, you know, they flip out. They're like, it's so dangerous. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about doing one, but like calling my mom and telling her because she would just be like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, well, have fun.
you should.
But I didn't. I'm not a big social media guy, so it was like I just never got to it. So I probably never will.
Your parents worry about you. It's like it's a dangerous job, right?
Yeah, it is. But you know, I just got to be safe. It's one of those jobs that you know you really have to take serious, and you can't cut corners, and you have to do it the right way. And you know, it's just I just make sure that everything I do on my end, I do it right. And the way I'm supposed to do it. And then, so, I mean, I can only control so much, but I just, you know, I just have to make sure everything that I can control, I do it the right way.
You say that you want your future spouse to be adventurous enough to dive with you. What if you find a girl that's scared of water? Is this a deal breaker?
No, I'll talk her into it one day. You just got to start small.
Start small. I have no concerns for you, John Henry. You're a good looking man who can go to any bar or any place and they say, what do you do for a living? You say, I am an underwater diver, and everybody is going to be intrigued. You have a lot going for you, and we appreciate you coming on. I wish we could celebrate you because of this next season of your life and this next job that sounds super fun and exciting, and you get a smile on your face when you talk about it. So obviously you're pumped about it, but I, you know, we will respect that you can't talk about it now. So please share it when you can talk about it so that we can celebrate you from a distance.
I'll let everybody know, but yeah, I am super excited and I can't wait to share it. It's just, it's a weird story right now, so I can't, you know. But when I can, I will tell everybody and, you know, make it known.
He's going to build Atlantis.
I wish. But it's just as cool, honestly.
I feel like it's going to be like something in Dubai. Anyway, John Henry, thank you so much for opening up to us. It really means a lot sharing this story. And, well, we hope, the very best for you and can't wait to find out.
All right. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. This was fun. Bye.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, John Henry.
See y'all later.
That's been John Henry. Great guy. A lot of good things coming his way. Wish him and Kat the best. Clarity on the breakup, which is good to have because obviously so many of these breakups leave so many unanswered questions. We got the questions answered today. And so until next time, I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.